Blog Talk Radio.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch him kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to what we played as kids. But then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Disgrace the racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the waste. Take the evil out the people. They'll be acting right. It's both black and white. And smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. If they heal, so we real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret or conceal the fact. A penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. Some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a change today,
but you made it in a sleepy way. Selling crack to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Damn, yeah.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Come on. That's just the way it is.
The way it is.
Things will never be the same.
Yeah, be the same. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some change. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes, can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East, and a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do, but now I'm back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's a sound number two. You say it ain't cool. But mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, that.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Table Talk with T. And I see everybody in the chat room. We just in here chopping it up about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Everybody's talking about Kenya. Have you been catching the show, Ronan?
No, I haven't. I've been trying to preserve my brain, Bill. I'm cool.
Well, you ain't been missing nothing. Everybody's zoning in. I heard real quick it's been a mess. I was on in the other day on Facebook and Twitter about, you know, all the foolishness on there. But anyways, so tonight we just wanted to come out here and just talk about a few things that's going on. I haven't gotten a chance to make a video this week, but hopefully I'll have one out by tomorrow. But we were talking about this earlier, and if you guys haven't heard, initially when it first came out early in the week, it was about 16 states that had decided to secede from the U.S. They wanted to form their own little individual countries. They didn't want to have nothing to do with the United States. Well, as of, I believe it was about 7 o'clock tonight, all 50 states have petitioned to secede from the nation. Have you heard about that yet, Ronan, that it was all 50 now? Because yesterday it was up to like 27 states or something like that.
Yes, I have. And that it's kind of a bittersweet thing because I actually want people to be genuine and let that hate out. That way I know how to identify and deal with you accordingly. I think it's crazy though, but hey, it's free entertainment personally.
Right, but my whole thing is, if all 50 states secede from the Union, where are they seceding from? Like, if everybody wants to leave America, where is everybody going? Like, where are these states seceding from? I can see a few, but now you're talking about all 50? So now what? So every state is going to be its own individual country? That's crazy. Yes, VH1, all 50. Yesterday it was up to 26. Today, all 50, including Minnesota, including states that voted for Barack Obama, they all want to secede. From what I've been reading up on this, they said the main state that really could financially make it and secede and be their own country, because at one point in time they were their own small country, is Texas. So they're saying that Texas has a good chance of actually seceding from the rest of the nation because Texas is pretty wealthy. You guys have like a lot of financial backing with the oil and things like that. And you live in the state of Texas. So what are you hearing right now in Texas as far as like the whole secession and stuff like that?
It's not just what I'm hearing. It's more or less what I'm seeing. And I've already seen, like I told you about it, on the way home, I seen someone with a sticker on their window. It had the shape of Texas, and it said the seed. So I'm seeing more of this foolishness. Like this one, they had the those shirts out there that says "Bring the put the white back in the White House," and all kind of backwards racial nonsense. I mean, it's amusing and sometimes, and then it's like it's utterly sad. And like the guy just got reelected. No one acted a fucking fool when Bush got in office, or when either Bush was in office, or you had Ronald Reagan doing whatever they were doing. So again, I call it for what it is. There's some people who are just so upset that, you know, they failed in trying to make him a one-term president, and
right. All
this backwards fear and crazy notion. Now again, I have my personal discrepancies against Obama, but still, we when we look at it, we were picking the lesser of two evils, basically.
Right, that's what people were forced to pick. I mean, then you had a lot of people, over 11 million people, from what I read, did not vote, you know, which makes sense to me because people were so disgusted by the two choices. It's like, why even bother to go out and vote for either one of them? But I think a lot of this is stemming behind Obama. Why a lot of these states want to secede is because Obama won the re-election and they're so upset. But what is funny is that I don't understand why people feel like Mitt Romney was like this great, you know, the great white hope. Like, what do they really think Mitt was really going to do to change everything that's going on now? Now, I understand the whole thing about, you know, people who are rich or people who are well-to-do or who made something for themselves should not be, quote-unquote, punished and be forced to take care of poor people and be forced to take care of lazy welfare recipients. So that's the argument I always see in the blog. Like, you know, why? Because I'm working a good job and I went to college and I have 4 degrees, so I have to take care of that loser welfare mom who can't keep her legs closed. And I agree, people abuse the welfare system, but people abuse all types of stuff in America. You know, welcome to America, the land of the lazy, the land of just, you know, get by doing, you know, barely anything. But it's a cultural thing. It's a mentality. And it's not just Black America. It's not just the minorities. There's a lot of people who just want to skate by in life and do the bare minimum. So I don't understand why people are acting like Mitt Romney was just going to change all of this in one term. You know, so I think them, you know, protesting to secede from the entire country is comical, but it's kind of sad as well. You know, because it really shows how divided we are as a nation. And another thing I find real funny, wasn't it just like last week after the election, Puerto Rico was petitioning to come into the country? They want to be part of the United States. So I'm kind of confused. Puerto Rico wants in, but the rest of the United States wants out. Something ain't right. How about the U.S. government just move to Puerto Rico and let us just run things here?
I'm introducing to Puerto Rico. Stay where you at. You are all good. This family here is dysfunctional. And matter of fact, the stuff even gets more ignorant because after, like, Obama was, like, reelected, and we had, you know, 30 minutes later, we seen someone twerking, I guess, in celebration for it. You had a woman in Gilbert, Arizona, who put her husband in critical condition because she ran him over because he didn't vote.
I heard about that. I read that today. And he's in critical condition. He could die.
He could die.
Because she got so mad. Now, it's not even like the man went out and voted for Obama. He just chose not to vote. And that is his, that is your right to not vote. You don't have to vote. You know what I mean? So she chose not to vote. And because Obama won, they got into this argument. She was basically blaming all the Obama supporters. And then she went out to blame her husband. Was like, you know, if he would have voted for Mitt Romney, that could have been the one vote that made him win. Girl, sit down. I mean, he had several seats. He needed more than one vote to win. But with that being said, the husband tried to jump out the car to de-escalate the situation, and she ran him over and pinned him up between the curb and her car. And then when he tried to run behind the tree, she damn near knocked the tree down. And, you know, the poor man is in critical condition. And she's looking at felony vehicular charges. So it's kind of crazy. It's like people are so pissed off about Obama being in office. And it's like if we could take all that negative energy and all that anger with him winning and put it into something positive, we'd be like a wonderful nation. But we'd rather just sit around and bitch and secede.
It's like a countrywide paper tantrum going on. And again, you ask a lot of Mitt Romney supporters, supposedly, you ask them why they're supporting him, you can never get a straight answer. Again, it wasn't even about really Romney. It was just anybody but a man of color in the
Obama.
Office. So it is true that it is the end of the post-racial era. That post-racial curtain has been snatched, you know, aside as it laid. This is one of our greatest exports, extreme prejudice. So even worse, you have a dude, this probably is the second one that we've heard of, who killed himself because Obama got elected. The other one killed his family and himself because of this.
Another dude took his life behind Obama?
Yes, I'm not
understanding. I haven't heard about that one yet.
Again, when people said you're not getting your reparations check, I didn't bother putting up no gun or beating myself or anything like that. Okay, whatever. It's not that fucking serious, people. It's not.
Right. Now, VH1 Access was asking, did you hear about the woman in California who got fired because she said on Facebook that she wanted Obama assassinated?
Yeah. I heard her
rant.
I didn't
hear about that one.
Oh, I heard her rant. She went off about a good 15, 20 minutes criticizing everybody who didn't vote enough for Romney, and, you know, and she was going off, just calling everybody all kind of shit. You know, I know I'm lonely, I'm not married, but, you know, fuck that. I spent all my time trying to get you guys, you know, in the know and get Romney in office. She was just, she went nuts. And she ain't
Is
the only
your
one.
Your friend on Facebook?
Fuck no, fuck that bitch.
You were just being nosy. I'm like, damn, you know all the details. Well, let me find out that's your friend.
Yeah, okay.
Not to hear about her, but Jamal says that these hoes are acting up this year. And I agree with you, Jamal. They are. They showing out. You know, it's 2012.
You know, I
And then
I
it's like, they're talking about the racist tweets on Twitter. And,
yeah.
They're showing out on Twitter too. You know, and it's kind of sad. Like I said, I'm not an Obama supporter.
Right.
You know, I like him as a person. He's very charismatic. You know, mm-hmm. and he's handsome, so that helps. But he's very charismatic. You feel me? Like, I don't know. It's just something about him. But as far as like his foreign policies and a lot of the stuff that he stands behind, I don't agree with it. You know,
right.
but no way does that man deserve to be assassinated, to be killed. At the end of the day, he's a father of
yeah.
two little girls. He's a husband. You know, so it just shows the lack of respect that people have for him. And I'm not saying there weren't people who didn't want Bush, you know, hurt and killed, but it's almost like, you know, where is that human aspect? It's like there's just no respect for him, period, as a president. You know, granted, he didn't do the best job these past 4 years, but I just don't understand why people put Mitt Romney on such a pedestal, like he was just going to, you know, come in and turn water into wine and, you know, take a loaf of bread and feed 10,000 Texans. Like, come on now.
But
he's one man.
But here's the whole thing, geez. Like, again, this doesn't apply to those who do not think this way. But they didn't give a shit if it was a albino parrot. All they wanted was someone white instead of versus anyone of any other color. But again, with them showing, they're out here showing their stinking asses. They're more of an embarrassment internationally. Actually, as global, everyone's looking like, damn, this person.
Yeah, everybody's looking at America like a dang on joke. And when I see a lot of the comments from people overseas in England and people are just like, you know, America has just gone down the toilet, you know, because we're so divided we can't, you know, even think straight. And we are looking crazy to other nations. So, you know, I had a white gentleman email me on YouTube after I made my video about my thoughts on the election. And he said he enjoyed my video and he agreed with a lot of what I said. But he wanted to make it clear to me that the reason why he didn't vote for Obama and why he doesn't stand behind Obama has absolutely nothing to do with race. It has to do with his policies. It has to do with him, you know, trying to take away the, you know, people's rights to bear arms and the whole internet issue, like with SIPA and SOPA and all that stuff, him signing the NDAA. So he was breaking down as to why he did not support and want Obama reelected. And he said it wasn't about race for him. And, I mean, I respected him going into details as far as, like, you know, his whole reasoning behind it, because a lot of people, they won't even give you a specific reason as to why they don't like him. It's just, you know, whatever. But do you think that most of this is strictly based on race, or do you feel like most of it is based on basically his policies and the things that he messed up on during his first term? Because a lot of people, especially white people, are emailing me saying that it's not a race issue, it's about his policies and, you know, what, you know, basically him making the country a lot worse than what it was, in their opinion.
I definitely believe the vast majority, I want to say 92% of it, is based on race. Why would you see a bunch of depictions on noted publications, you know, like with a watermelon patch in front of the White House or making out, you know, the Obamas, like, dressed out as terrorists, or just going above and above beyond the call of disrespect to, like, show, like, their animosity and hatred of someone. Like, I've never seen anything like these for the past 4 years. Nothing like it. You know, I've never seen anybody, well, besides, you know, someone throwing shoes at Bush, but that was something different. But, you know, you got,
I remember that.
You had Jan Brewer pointing her finger in his face like he was a child. And then you got all
right.
these people doing all this ratchet nonsense and then say, well, I misspoke or I did all this nonsense, and you're seeing people taking jabs from every media source, everything. You can't be wrong to say it wasn't about race. I mean, again, it's policy. Some of it's a question. But for real, it's not that serious. And no one says anything about that little bus that was going around that had like a mannequin with a noose around it. Really?
Oh, the one that was at the gas station that looked just like him?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. Now, people are asking in the chat room, they want to know what Obama's policies are. Danica is asking people in the chat room, do you guys know what the NDAA does? I know what it does, but like I said, I want you to break it down for them in the chat room because it's hard for me to type and talk. Thank you, Danica. And then, you know, now they're talking about, you know, how he sent the drones over to the Middle East and it's killing people and things like that. So, you know, a lot of people's eyes, he's no better than Bush because a lot of, like, the drone strikes and things like that. You know, it's just, it's hard to just kind of define it because it's like, you know, he's the face of a lot of that. He gets the brunt of the animosity. But I always kind of look at it, even with a lot of the decisions and the things that he does, I always look at it as well as if there's a force behind him. He's one person. You know, like I said in my video, the main thing we need to worry about is getting the bankers and the corporate dollars out of politics. I think when people started being able to pay for their politicians and put money into certain things, that's when politics has always been corrupted, but now that like it's at an all-time low. I mean, it's just real bad now. You know, when you're willing to basically bail out a bunch of bankers, you know, but then a person who gets sick and they can't afford to pay their mortgage, they get foreclosed out and get kicked out. You know, so it's kind of crazy. You know, it's definitely not the America that I see now that I'm an adult is definitely not the America that it was when I was a kid. So it kind of scares me for my kids because it's almost like, you know, what's their future going to be like?
Very interesting. You know, it's going to be very interesting.
It is, and, you know, like I said, a lot of these young kids, you know, like me and my son, we chop it up all the time about, like, just different things and, you know, during, like, the whole election, like I said last week at his school, it got really hot, you know, where kids was coming at him like, you just vote for him because he's black. And, you know, a lot of this is just stemming from what the parents are saying, and kids are just regurgitating it. You know, but like I always tell my son, it's a way bigger picture, you know, than what people see. It's way bigger than that. It's way bigger than Obama. You know, so I don't agree with Danica's also saying that the NDAA allows for arrest of people without due process for non-American and American citizens. Anybody can be picked up. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff that he signed when he signed the NDAA, and that's why we have to, you know, that's why I always say we got to pay attention to these laws that are being enacted. You know, while it's cool and I chop it up with y'all, I let a clown on Facebook. Y'all know me. I'm a bootleg comedian. I like to crack jokes. I'm funny. I post memes all day. I go in on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, but don't sleep. You got to know what's going on behind closed doors. Don't get so focused and lost in reality TV and celebrity gossip that you don't realize what's going on around you because there is an internet kill switch. And if he feels foggy, he can always jump and kill that switch, and none of us will be able to chop it up, talk, or ever see each other again for a while, you know. So, and they're working on that. So you got to definitely be out here educating yourself and trying to get as much information as you can get as far as what's going on right now in the real world. Because a lot of laws are being enacted, and people have no idea what's going on. You know, they're not talking about it in the school, so you got to, like, really do your own research. You got to find, I try and find, like, blogs and different sites or just that are not biased. They just put up what their facts are, what information they have. They're not neither, you know, left-wing, right-wing, you know, super liberal, Republican. I just like to go for, like, the truth and who has the most information. But the information's out there, but it's all about, you know, if you want to dig and research it. Because it's a lot easier to find out what the hell Beyonce wore to the Black Girls Rock concert or what Lil Wayne got arrested for this week as opposed to what the NDAA is. So we just have to get on top of, you know, educating ourselves about what's going on because this stuff is affecting us and a lot of us aren't even realizing it.
Boy, they are like, it's like bath salts in the food or something.
Right. Jamal says the way things are starting to go, he's starting to believe in 2012. And Sean is saying 2012 better hurry up. There's only a month and a half left.
Well,
you know, it's crazy. It's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be going on. Looks like we have somebody on hold, area code 409. I'm going to see if they want to chime in and say anything.
All right.
Area code 409. Hey, who is this?
Leanne.
Hey, Leanne. How you doing tonight?
Good.
That's good. What you want to chime in and talk about?
Yeah, well, I'm from Texas, and me and my friend are talking today about Texas trying to succeed from the union because she believes in that stuff. Well, I don't know that much about it, though, but what she says that they want to succeed from the union, I looked it up a little, and I found out that, like, most states want to succeed from the union, something about how Obama won, which I'm not trying to offend you because I don't know if you listen to Fox News, but anything that comes out of Fox News' mouth, I really do not believe. But she's into Fox News and everything because she's – this is the first time she's voted now in the with Mitt Romney and Obama's elections because she's finally old enough. But so she's on to this stuff now. But she was telling me how Texas is going to go and succeed from the union, not the states. And she said, they have enough stuff. She said they have oil, water, everything. And, she's saying how they have, like, enough stuff and everything. And,
Honestly, that's what I was reading up on. Because they said at some point in time, back when the country, when the United States was first created, Texas was its own separate country. And because of you guys are rich in oil, you guys have, like, really big lakes out there and all types. You know, I haven't been to Texas, but you guys are, like, one of the richest states. So it is very feasible that Texas could become its own country, separate from the United States, and you guys would be just fine. Now, a state like California needs to stay connected to the U.S. for as long as possible because California don't got nothing. They're dead broke. But Texas really could, out of all the states in the country, really could make it as their own separate country.
They could. I mean, it's harder than you sound, though, because they would have to, like, re-change the government completely.
So you guys are both in Texas. So what all are you hearing? Like, because I know you said you called him before. You're in high school, right?
Uh-huh.
So what are they saying at your schools? Are, like, they talking about it at the schools? Are the teachers saying anything, the students?
The teachers really aren't allowed to say that much about it, but the students are in, I live in a redneck area, as you know, and a lot of them are racist, and they're like, oh, Obama this, Obama that. And there's this one redneck, he's a real jackass, well, he was all like, oh, well, Obama's going to go take our guns and everything. And the teacher went off on him because she's a history teacher, so she knows the branches of the government, and she knows it's not just our Obama. And she told him the way it is in reality. And he's like, well, Obama's trying to take our guns, which, honestly, if you're going to vote for a president just because of the guns, so something wrong with you, like, all with just violence. And so I was thinking that, and he was all about guns, and, he's stupid. Like, you can hear by the way he talks, he's not intelligent because he has that southern drawl, like, big time. And he's redneck. Like, he'll tell you he's redneck. And I have these other people. I have friends that are like, oh, no, Obama is this, that, this. Like, he's a terrorist. I was all like, oh, my gosh.
Like, it's kind of unfortunate, because, like they're saying in the chat room, there's, like, there's no jobs. You have a lot of people out here in debt. You know, the rich are getting richer while the poor are getting poorer. You know, you have countries like China, Europe, the U.S., and Africa stealing all the minerals and everything else. And a lot of the American people, they're not aware of the laws, they're not aware of what's going on, what's being passed, they're not aware of the policies. And the only thing we can talk about is Black Friday and going shopping and everybody getting ready for, the Christmas season, even though Halloween was not even two, three weeks ago. So it's crazy. The corporate greed is just, it's really sad. And I just found out today, matter of fact, I didn't get to post this on Facebook yet, but I will. I'll be ranting about it. But I was told I have to work on Thanksgiving, and it's like, I remember being a kid when that was like the one holiday, because my dad he does medical. He's an RN. So that was, you know, he would be on call, but I remember that was like one day where they were allowed to take off, you know what I'm saying, and be home with their families. Like, I remember when I was growing up, you were home on Thanksgiving. The stores were closed. Like, I don't even remember stores being open. Am I wrong, Ronan, or am I, like, you know, going crazy? Like, do you remember stores being open when we were a kid on Thanksgiving Day?
Me? I'm 17, so I don't know. I think my mom, when she was a waitress, like, and this is before she was born, I remember that she said she used to work at Thanksgiving, but she was, like, a waitress at a restaurant, so that's different, I think.
Mm. Right. But yeah, back in the day, I mean, stuff shut down on Thanksgiving. There wasn't no, I'm about to run to, you know, Walmart and go grab something. You got everything the day before, and if you didn't get your milk or what, your egg, oh well, too bad, you better go knock on the neighbor's door. But it's not like that anymore, you know, and that's what's kind of frustrating.
You got stores opening now, like 11 and that, 11 at night, 12 in the morning for Black Friday. And like a few years ago, they didn't open until like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right, this is what I just found out today. So they asked me last week, could I come in, you know, and work on Thanksgiving? So I wasn't really too excited because I'm like, you know, I have kids. I have, you know, a family. I want
to
cook. You know what I'm saying? I can throw down. But they're like, we need you to come in. Right, and because I work, what I do, I work technical issues for stores. So if their registers go down, if their video camera system goes down, I have to be there to get everything back up. So I said, okay, fine, I'll come in at midnight. Because by then, you know, my kids will be asleep. You know, I'll have time to get a nap in, you know, digest my food. Then they come to my desk yesterday. And I'm on the phone, and a dude comes, and he, you know, he's smiling and stuff. Like, you know, when you get off that phone call, let me talk to you. So I'm like, okay, you know, what's up? And he was like, I need you to change your shift on Thanksgiving. So I'm honestly thinking, Ron, and I'm thinking about, like, oh, you don't have to work, you know, go home with your kids, have a good time. And he was like, I need you to come in earlier. I said, earlier? I said, what, 11 o'clock? On everything, he was like, 7 o'clock. I said, hold on, I said, 7 o'clock? I said, what you mean 7 o'clock? I said, what time are we opening the stores? He's like, well, now the stores are opening up at 9 o'clock. So we need you to be here 2 hours early in the event, you know, something happens and the registers are offline, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not coming in at 7 o'clock. That's way too early. That's ridiculous. So they finally agreed that I could come in at 9 p.m. So on Thanksgiving Day, while you guys are still at home eating leftovers and everything, I will be at work. But again, I have no choice. I have bills to pay. I have kids to take care of. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like they put you between a rock and a hard, you know, a rock and a hard place. Like, you got to go in. You got to take care of your kids. It's overtime. It's some holiday pay. But it's crazy. Just like last year, I worked on Thanksgiving, and I remember the register system crashed because it was so many people in these stores shopping, and you could just hear these customers yelling at these cashiers. And I'm talking to these little young girls who are in high school who really should be in bed. So it's like, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're literally in tears, like, my register crashed, I can't ring up any more transactions. And you hear people cussing these kids out. I've been in line for an hour, you need to get this done, and just going off. And I'm like, all this for some cheap trinkets from China?
Yeah.
It's like people don't care no more, man. There's like, there's no, it's all about corporate greed. Like, it's so sad, the consumerism. It's really sad.
Yeah, America's gotten bad about that. I know it's a soft subject, but did you hear what, I don't know if you heard, but have you heard of what Papa John's, what the owner of Papa John's did?
I heard something about that.
I heard a little bit.
Yeah, well, I have my friend's mom, she, her and her husband own 3 Papa John's stores in my area. And what happened was, it wasn't her, but it was the owner of Papa John's, the one he created it all. Okay, well, he, in 2014, okay, because of Obamacare, a law was passed that anyone who, it doesn't matter if it's food, retail, it doesn't matter, whatever, but if they work full-time, they have to have health care. Well, the owner of Papa John's said, oh, I don't have the money for it, which a news media did research on, and they found out that man had a 23-car garage house in a full estate. And so that's, you know, so that's bullshit. He doesn't have money.
He's worth billions. Billions.
Yeah, he has billions of dollars. And he was like, oh, well, the pizza would have to go up like 10 or 15 cents. Okay, so it goes to 10 or 15 cents. I'd tell you that if it was for people's health care. Now in 2014, he's deciding to, I don't know if it's now, if it's going to be in like 2 years from now, but he's deciding to make everyone part-time. It doesn't matter if you were full-time before, you're now part-time. So let's say that someone made $300 a month, then now would make $150.
Oh, so that way he doesn't have to cover their health care?
Yeah, because he doesn't want to pay them health care. So instead of, you know, yeah, he doesn't want to pay them health care. So what he's doing is he's deciding, oh, well, since I don't want to pay health care, instead of y'all working full-time, I'll put you part-time. Which I think is ridiculous. And now the owners of Papa John's, not the owner, but even the owners of your local region are having it out. Like, my friend's mom today, she was, you know, complaining about saying how people are complaining at her and her husband about it and how they're losing business now because a lot of people are tired of it. Like, them always getting ripped off over stuff.
Because it's just say corporate greed. So it's like you would rather demote people's positions because you don't want to pay for health care. Now, I understand, you know, and I understand people's reservations with the whole Obamacare because they feel like, okay, I don't smoke. You know, everybody knows I don't smoke. That's just not my thing. But now let's say you smoke 50 packs a day and you have lung issues. Why am I paying for your health care and you're choosing to abuse your body? Or let's say you're obsessed with food and you're morbidly obese. Why am I paying for your health care? But what people don't realize at the end of the day is we're not machines. You're never going to be healthy your whole life at any point. So you could walk out your door and get hit by a bus. So, you know, your health is never guaranteed. Your health is a blessing. You know, I have a chronic illness, so I deal, you know, I have to keep a job to have my health care and everything else. So it's like people need to realize it's not so much about taking care of people who are obese or people, you know, who smoke. At some point in time, you may need that same health care that you're bitching about.
Yeah.
Because, again, you could get hurt at work. You know, an illness could befall you. So, I am for the whole universal health care. I like how Canada has it set up with the free health care. I think that's a good thing. But I can understand people's reservations. But I think people like Papa John's and other corporate companies, because it's not just him, it's a few other ones that they called out as well, who are forcing employees to go part-time so that way they don't have to pay for their health care is ridiculous. When you're worth billions of dollars, this man has a huge home. Like you said, 23-car garage. But you don't want to sit here and pay for the health insurance of your employees who have got you to the point where you're at to this day. You know, so it's really unfortunate. It's almost like people are just hoarding money. And people don't realize, like, you know, once you die, you can't take none of that with you. Look at all the money that Steve Jobs had. You know what I'm saying? The owner of Apple products, Steve Jobs. He, as rich as he was, he died at, what, 50, 54, something like that?
50-something. He wasn't that old.
Right. That's not old. You know, well, you know, when you're young, you kind of think, oh, 50's old, shit. Turn 30. 50 ain't that damn old. And that's real talk. 50 is not old, and for him to have as much money as he had, he couldn't even cure the illness that he had. So it's just like, you know, that he has to show you, you know, anybody can be successful, you know, can be susceptible to illness and, you know, to getting sick and things like that. So, you know, it's kind of sad how crazy the corporate greed is. It really is.
Yeah. But I also think with Obama in office, which I'm not a huge Obama fan, but I like him better than Romney. I think he'll do better for the U.S. than Romney would, because I know if Romney won, I knew Romney wouldn't win, but since Romney didn't win, I know that the U.S. will go in a better direction since Obama's in office.
Right.
Well,
let's see what people are saying in the chat room. Santiago's saying that you're right, people need to be accountable for themselves, but in the long run, we may need health care one day, you know, which is very true. You know, thank you, man. He went on CelebrityWorth.com. Steve Jobs was worth $10.2 $1 billion.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, I couldn't even wrap my head around that figure. Like, that's a lot of damn money. And you can, I mean, and to think that he was so cheap that he'd rather, you know, and granted, I'm on a MacBook. Don't judge me. But I like, you know, I like my MacBook. I'm not into the iPhone. But it's just kind of crazy, like, his work ethic to be worth $10.2 billion and to be as cheap as he was as far as, you know, outsourcing all those jobs to China, forcing those people to work day in and day out to create their products. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the Apple buildings in China. They literally have, like, jumping, they call them safety nets, because these Chinese people are forced to stay in these factories. They live there. And all they do 24/7 is put, you know, microchips and things like that to build these iPhones and iPods and MacBooks and whatever else. And it drives them crazy that they jump off the side of the building. So in order to prevent them, it's called the Apple suicide camp. Google it. So in order to prevent these Chinese people from, you know, jumping to their death, they put netting around the corporate building that Apple in China where they manufacture the goods. They put all these nets around there to catch these Chinese people from committing suicide. What kind of shit is that? And you worth $10.2 billion, but these people are getting paid pennies on the dollar. You know, corporate greed is at its finest. You know, it's crazy. Yes, Steve Jobs is dead, Jamal.
You know, when you hear nonsense like this, it's like the words escape. It's like, okay, everyone gets caught up on, like, yeah, this person's worth billions of dollars. Well, you got to take into account what the fuck they did to get that money and keep it.
Yeah.
You got to have safety nets to make sure the people who got so fed up that they want to end their life. And that makes it even more depressing that once they get caught in that net, they got to go right back to fuck to work.
Right.
That's some cold blood.
Yeah, they got to go right back to work. Ma'am, your suicide attempt failed, go back to the manufacturing line. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it's crazy. But, yeah, when I first heard about them, I thought it was a joke. Google it. Apple factory in China. And they got all these safety nets because they would go up to the top of the, you know, jump off the windows and everything else. And now they got these nets to catch these people. You know, so it says a lot, you know. And America is one of the largest consumers of electronic products and, you know, gadgets and everything else. So, you know, I guess we can all, myself included, take some blame in that. Yeah, VH1, they commit suicide because they're stuck doing the same thing day in, day out. You know, so it's crazy. Now they're saying that to combat that, they're rotating their jobs. So instead of you putting that USB chip in there all day for, you know, 28 hours a day or however long they make them work, now you can assemble the power cord, or now you can assemble the face screen. But that's still some boring-ass shit. If that's something you have to do all day, every day, for 24 hours a day for, you know, 5 years straight, that's enough to drive anybody crazy.
This planet, I mean, this country, this planet, you know what? The karma is, like, really a cold bitch. I really don't want to be around when this shit really comes down, this shit.
When the shit hits the fan. Hey, y'all seen that show? Look, my dude put me up on the show, and I just started watching it this weekend. It's called Doomsday Preppers on Nat Geo. If you're in the chat room, let me know if y'all have watched Doomsday Preppers. You seen it, Ronan?
I caught a little bit of it, but I was distracted. But, yeah, I've seen.
You got to watch it. That show is deep. You got to watch it. Have you seen it? I forgot her name. Is she still on the line? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Leanne.
Leanne?
Yes.
Okay. So you haven't seen it?
No.
Okay, I was watching this morning when I was getting ready to go to work because I'd be DVRing it. And they had a 15-year-old kid on there, and he's getting ready for, like, you know, Doomsday. It's like different scenarios, basically. If y'all have not seen it, it's called Doomsday Preppers, and it's on Nat Geo. Y'all got to check it out. Basically, it's people who are preparing for the end of the world. So some people believe it's going to be an economic collapse. Some people believe it's going to be the 2012 Mayan prophecy. Other people believe it's going to be like a nuclear attack from Russia. Some people believe it's going to be like a, you know, food shortage or, you know, somebody shooting out the smallpox, you know, what's that called? Smallpox. The
right.
Deadly disease. So it's all types of different scenarios, basically. And these people are preparing for the end of the world. But the stuff that they're doing is so deep. Like, you would look at it like they're crazy, but they're, like, saving bottled water and food and teaching themselves how to, like, you know, fish and farm off the land. They're building these bunkers underground. It's a crazy show, but it just let me know how unprepared I am. Like, if some shit was to really hit the fan, I ain't got nothing but my damn kids, my MacBook, my phone, my electronic stuff that's not going to be worth anything. It's, you know what I'm saying, if some shit really hits the fan. And it's like we have to, you know, I'm really trying to, like, read up on gardening and, like, learning how to, like, you know, grow food, my own food, and not having to, like, depend on going to the store. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to have a big old garden, but just learning how to, like, grow stuff. And
yeah.
It's been really cool because the people in New York, they went through this. You had video of people in New York, in the United States of America, in 2012, eating out the trash cans because they hadn't prepared for the storm. Or what they did prepare was only enough to last them a few days. It wasn't enough to last them, you know, months at a time. So you had people who were not prepared, and they were forced to go to where the restaurants were throwing out their food because the food was spoiling. People were waiting in line to dig through the dumpsters to bring back spoiled food to their families because that's how hungry people were, because FEMA wasn't moving fast enough. So when I saw that, I'm like, man, that's real, because a lot of us are living like that. You know, a lot of us only have just enough groceries to just, you know, sustain us for, like, you know, maybe 2 weeks. But after that, it's the wrap. So what are we going to do? Ask yourselves in the chat room. What are y'all going to do if all of a sudden there's just an economic collapse or something happens? And where are you going to get your food from when you can't go to the grocery store? When there's no gas and you can't just jump in your car and go, you know, go buy groceries. You know, a lot of us are going to be stuck when the shit hits the fan. I see everybody in the chat, we're talking about 2012 and everything else, but a lot of us are really going to be stuck. Hell, you got a lot of us who are stuck now when we have bad weather.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a really interesting show.
Well, it kind of puts things in perspective because there's a chance of something crazy happening in the immediate or distant future, but still, you got a lot of people who are so lax a day ago, like, you know, oh, that's not going to happen. Then when something does, they're the first one to panic, and that's when widespread chaos takes place. Because you got people who,
right.
who are ill prepared or, you know, so arrogant to, you know, consider a situation like that or whatever to come. You know, it's gonna be some interesting times because you got people with guns. You already got people already fed up about some of the silliest of shit, and
right.
You combine that with people need to feed their children and feed themselves, outright anarchy, outright.
Right, it's going to be. Because what's going to happen where I know that you don't prepare, but my kids are hungry,
yeah.
and there's no police. Now, there's no laws, there's no police, there's no, I'm going to call 911, you walking in my house. Now you're
right.
going to be put in a situation where you're going to shoot that intruder because they're trying to, you know, it's going to be a divey dog world. Because people are going to come for you, and it's not going to be about your flat-screen TV. It's not going to be about your Gucci bag and your cell phone. It's going to be about they're coming to your house because you have food, you have water, you have the bare necessities. And
yeah.
that's how grimy this country is getting, not just this country, but just all over the world. You know, it's getting real bad out there, and people do need to prepare themselves. They really do. Well, looks like we have another caller, somebody who's calling in. I think they want to say something. Eric Holt, 718, you're on the line with Tabletop with T. Who is this? 718. Oh, she must just want to listen. I think that's Danica. We're placing you back on hold. But, yeah, I'm going to post a link because I was watching some of the videos today at work. They got the videos on YouTube. The second season of Doomsday Preppers just started. But it's a really interesting show. You know, it's not just like to bring up, you know, fear and mass hysteria, but it really makes you think. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not just about, like, the world ending. I'm looking at it like, what if we get a really bad snowstorm here in Minnesota this winter? What are we going to do? If we can't get out, if I can't get out of my driveway and I can't go up the street to the grocery store, do I have enough food and water to sustain me and my kids? So that's how I'm looking at stuff now. It's not so much like the world, you know, the end of the world, but just, you know, being able to take care of ourselves for a certain amount of time.
Is
this conversation getting too deep for you, Ronan?
No, I'm really I'm thinking about us because in the military, in so many ways, you kind of think of certain things that could happen. You know, you're already in the line of fire, so you just start discussing like deep topics such as this. So I started thinking about if there's some things that I do know and the people I do talk to know some things, I'm more worried about the people who don't. Because just like you said in that scenario, you know, if someone finds out that you are growing crops and doing and having supplies, not everybody's going to come to you in a peaceful manner.
And right. Like, ma'am, can I get some carrots? Ma'am, I got this AK-47. Hand them over. It's the truth, though. That's what I was talking about last week. Like, everybody's bugging about, you know, when we do have a World War III, it's going to be about oil. Yeah, oil may play a part in it, but you got to realize a lot of these natural resources are being scooped up.
Right.
So I can see it being more about water as opposed to even oil. Because like I said, everybody don't need oil. You know, everybody don't have a car. A car is not a necessity. That's a luxury.
Yeah.
But you do need water. You cannot go more than 3 days without water.
And that's going to be the new hustle. I mean, if they could, they find some way, they'll even, just like in Total Recall, you know, they'll sell air. If they can do it, they'll do it.
Yeah, there's something about that, too, about people trying to sell air. I'm like, what kind of shit is that? But that just shows you how greedy people are, that they would even think it's okay to sell air.
Yeah.
When air should be free.
It, like you said, like I think we talked about this like last week or so. And like certain companies are buying certain, locations for resources, like Nestle and a few others. So whenever the shit does down, like, okay, well, I got the water. Now you guys are going to pay me top dollar, or I can tax it just like gas. It can go up and down. How bad do you want this?
Hello?
I know you need
Right.
I mean, the whole thing about oil, really, that resource is not reliable. That can only go so far. That's why people are looking for alternatives to oil. But, again, how can you go living without water or air or food? Well, once they get, you know, their hands on that and, like, they control that stuff, they're going to be even bigger than what it was oil, in oil and gas. Much bigger.
Right. Yep. Okay, it looks like Danica's calling in. I don't know who else was calling in from 718, but they say they want to talk, but when I open their line, they ain't say nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the other 718 in. Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Danica.
Hi, what's up?
Nothing. See, I thought that was you the first time because it came in 718, but I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
We got a lot of New Yorkers trying to call in. So I'm really liking the conversation that y'all are having in the chat room. You know, I love to be around people who are aware and somewhat conscious, you know, just about their surroundings and just certain things in general.
Yeah, because when Sandy hit New York, we were, like, there was no gas. My father had no gas in the car. There were long lines for the gas, and it was like someone took a gun out and for gas. Like, that's how bad it was. It's just everybody was fighting to get gas. So I was telling, we had like a sit-down talk, and I was telling them, this is what you need, and people are never prepared for this. You need water. You need food that will last you, food and water that will last you. You need a gun because, you know, people are going to hurt you. They're going to hurt you for what you have. You need fire. You need fire. That's what you need. You need matches or some kind of thing that will, you know, start a fire.
Not even matches. You got to learn how to create your own fire.
Yeah, create your own fire. You know, take camp classes because a lot of times, you know, people, they take camp classes just like in the show. I've seen one episode, but But, like, these people, you know, go back to basics, that what we used to do years ago that no one knows now,
right.
Like how to tie
right.
a rope. Like, that's the simplest
right. it's crazy
thing, but
how,
you
like,
need to know how to tie a rope.
Right, but it's crazy how we've gotten so, like, comfortable and just dumb over, like, the past, I don't know, like 20, 30 years. Because it's almost like, what did people do before, you know, like, I can't even think of a time before the internet. It's like, what was we doing before we had blog talk radio and Twitter? And it's like, what did we do before all of this technology? You know,
well,
it's crazy,
people,
like, how we're so comfortable just going to the grocery store. And if you see somebody kill a chicken, you have people screaming animal rights. And, you know, you got PETA guilt going up in arms. But it's like, how did you think the chicken got on your plate? You just think it was
yeah.
just in a beautiful package? Like, we don't even know how to kill, you know, real meat and hunt for food. It's crazy.
Yeah, you have to go back to basics. Like, at least try and learn it or attempt to. And if anything happens, the people you want on your team is the people who know how to fire a gun, people who are doctors or some kind of medic. Like, if the zombie
right.
apocalypse happens, you want a doctor with you. Like,
yeah.
that's the first thing I'm thinking about. Like, who's here is a doctor? I need you on my team. Because that's it's kind of weird because you read all these zombie surviving books, but they're actually, you know, they're kind of like a joke thing, but if you actually read them, they have points. Like, what do you need? There's certain equipment you need, what you're supposed to do, what certain happens. They have different scenarios that you can follow in case of anything. But,
right. Yeah, it's a really good show. Like I said, I've gotten a lot of really good information. And like you said, you know, it's not even so much being like one of those crazy Chicken Little people, like the sky is falling, the end of the world is coming. It's not about that, but, you know, you went through Hurricane Sandy and you've seen how chaotic it got. You know,
yep.
stuff can get chaotic within a matter of days. You know, at first people are patient, but, you know, once people don't have electricity and the basics and you can't flush your toilet, you can't just flick on a light switch, you know, we're very comfortable. We've gotten to be very comfortable in this society that we live in. So you take away, you know, what we're used to. You got people tripping because they weren't able to get, you know, Dish Network. Like, they weren't able to jump on the internet, you know, but they're not realizing when stuff gets bad, that's not even going to be an option. Now you got to learn how to fish and fend for yourself and, you know, grow your own food. And like you said, go back to the basics.
Like, no one at all knows that stuff. Honestly, I don't even know it. I wish I went through Girl Scouts or some Boy Scout or something that taught me how to tie a simple rope because, like, even if it sounds so, like, honestly, you think of it as, like, stupid, like, tie a rope. Why would you need that? You know, you do
mm-hmm.
need that skill, like, to tie a rope properly. So, like, in case you're building some kind of, you know, shelter, you need the rope to last you. So you got to think.
Right.
You have to think like you're, you know, you're all by yourself. You got to think like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? But, yeah, that's what happened in New York. It was so crappy here. There's like trees all over the place, and people were fighting each other for gas. Like, that's the first thing they were thinking about was gas, not food, not water.
Right, because they just wanted to get the hell out. So now is the subway system back up? Because I know I talked to Santiago yesterday, and he was saying that. For the most part, you know, it's back up where he's at.
It's back up, but it's, like, you know, some service is kind of crappy, as always. Like, nothing you can
mm-hmm.
change about that. But basically, it's, you know, the same. Everything went back to normal. I said I'm not
right.
sure about the places that got hit the worst, like Staten Island, because Staten Island is no man's land, so you never hear about there.
Right.
Like, I don't know what happened in Staten Island, but I know they got hit the worst.
Yeah, out of all the places in New York, yep, Staten Island did, and then you had Jersey got it really bad as well. So, I mean, it's crazy, you know, and a lot of those people out there are still suffering. And then what was insane, what was it, like last week, Ronald, we were talking about it, when they got snow?
Yeah,
they got dumped down with a bunch of snow. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, if that ain't hard, I don't know what is. I'm
another
like, come on, these people
coming.
Already done suffered this Frankenstorm, and then now they got snow, and Minnesota is sitting pretty in 60-degree weather. Like, what's really going on?
I don't know. I heard there's another storm or something's going to come. No, storm, snow, storm, and another snow, and then some more storm. Doesn't want to ruin up New York.
They're asking in the chat room, are y'all still having a problem with the rat situation?
Yeah. The rats are coming above ground. Like, you're seeing them more and more.
And I heard they're big rats. I got them big city rats.
No, they're the size of a cat.
I heard they're big. That's a big rat. You're talking about the size of a cat. That's a huge rat.
Yep. I think I saw one climb a building. It was big as a cat climbing up a building. Like, it was all of a sudden, I'm like, why is this cat climbing up a building? And I turn it into a giant rat the size of a cat. It was fat, too.
Why are y'all rats so big? I mean, it's not like I just run across rats, but they're like, from what I hear, they're huge in New York.
I don't know. I think it's the chemicals. I don't know. It's polluted here, so.
Maybe. That might be part of it. I never thought about it. Like, almost like the Ninja Turtles, Master Splinter. Remember that? Master Splinter, what happens when they got hit with some ooze? And he grew into a big old rat. I said, they got some big rats. And I was looking at the pictures online. Oh, they got some big-ass rats in New York. Like, I done seen rats down south, but not like the pictures I was seeing of the ones in New York. I'm like, this don't make no sense. I love y'all, too. Master Splinter was the shit. And so was Michelangelo. That's my favorite Ninja Turtle.
That's actually him.
That was my dude. He was a party dude.
Oh, my God.
I never thought about that, though. It makes sense. That might be why y'all rats are really big. When you think about it, where was the Ninja Turtles from? New York? And they got filled with that ooze. Somebody in the sewer just oozing all
really
the rats.
Big. Like, I've seen one attack a person. That's how big they are. Like, they will fight you. I've seen one kill a cat. That's how big the rats are here. They will. That's why the cats don't mess with rats. Cats never mess with rats because, one, if it's one-on-one, maybe the cat will survive. But if it's a group of them and the cat seizes a group of them, they don't mess with that rat because the rats will gang up on the cat and kill the cat. That's how
I put this out every time I'm out the booth tomorrow off the chat room. Did y'all see the picture he just posted in the chat room?
Click
that link, y'all. That's why I just screamed. I didn't know what it was. I just seen the little link. These rats, he got pictures of rats, and they are the size. This rat looks like a little dog.
You know what? There's a guy, he's got his arms around the rat's neck, and it's like, it's bigger than the banana rats in Cuba.
Oh, my God, this is disgusting. And he got you see how he got the rat, he had his hands around the rat's neck.
And it's,
the rat is bigger than his forearm.
Who
ain't working on that big?
You know, if I see something like that, I'm shooting it.
Yeah, that dude right there talking about shoot some rats on sight.
I'm not fucking around. Listen, anything that big? No.
There's
a conversation.
I'm not clicking on no more of your pictures tomorrow. He said, I'm good. I'm going to lose my dinner. That was nasty.
Hold on. This rat's tail is bigger than my dog. Man, fuck off.
No. That was gross.
If I see that in the room, I'm moving.
Oh, y'all good in New York. Them is some big old rats. Ugh.
I'm cool. I'm loving
cool. No, listen, Santi, look at all the New York people trying to defend New York. Well, I think rats are disgusting, but honestly, I prefer them as opposed to snakes and scorpions like they have in the South or spiders.
Oh, bullshit. Those are the type of rats.
All in New York, they're trying to figure for their rats.
No, see there's some kind of rats you wake up in the kitchen and there's a rat in your cabinet like, hey, well, you got the sugar?
Oh, my God. Getting ready to jump at you like, what you doing here? Like, they pay rent.
Yeah, like, look, man, my money's on the table.
But you know what, though? I don't know what's worse now because in North Carolina, y'all probably do got them in Texas, too. But them brown recluses, them spiders, y'all got them in Texas, Ronan?
You got them in Texas and California. They're out there.
Okay, they got them in North Carolina, South Carolina. I'm my ex. He got bit with one, and they eat away at your flesh. He got bit with one on the leg. It's not funny, but oh well. But and they're really bad. Like they're scary. Like I remember being down south, and I still do it now. people are like, what is you doing? I always take my shoes out, even here, even though I'm in Minnesota now. Like, before I put on any pair of shoes, I don't get dang. We shake our shoes out because there's been a few times where a spider will come out your shoe or you put your foot in and then you get bit by a spider. And I was always so scared of getting bit by a brown recluse because, you know, their poison eats away at your flesh. So I don't know what's worse, a brown recluse or that big old cat-looking rat.
The recluse spider. But then again, you think about with all the shit that a rat will pick, do, and eat, you can get infection away too. So, I mean, but again, I think the recluse kind of has it because, like, that the way it eats away at the skin is a lot more faster than the disease could be from a rat.
Right. I don't want to click on no more pictures. Y'all got me freaked out. I like these links, and then all I'm seeing is rat in the description. I'm not clicking on nothing now. That is way too much. I'm good. So we got about 20 minutes left. This we've been having a really good time in the chat room, good conversation. What was the other topic we were going to talk about? The bus drivers going crazy.
Oh, boy. I don't even think it's the bus driver.
Did you see the video I posted on Facebook, Danica?
Yeah.
Because I think you left a comment on there. Okay, if y'all ain't aware, there's another bus driver situation I had posted on Facebook. I was like, these bus drivers, they need to have a reality show called Driven to Madness because they're going crazy. They're going around beating up everybody. And basically, in this new video that came out, it's a woman bus driver, and it's a little young, student, little young female. And we don't see the whole interaction as to what happened. But what they're saying is that the girl was playing her music too loud on the bus or something like that, which is a trip because you should have on headphones. But supposedly she was playing the music too loud, and the bus driver told her to turn it down, and she started getting real snooty with the bus driver. She got smart with her. And the bus driver jumped out her seat and attacked her. And they got the fight. They don't fight from the front of the bus to the back of the bus. I'm like, this is a long-ass fight. All you see is her little arms and legs flailing. She's trying to get the bus driver off of her. And then you start hearing all the kids talking about, get off of her. You an old lady. Why are you hitting on that little girl? Somebody else is telling the little girl to get her ID so she can sue the bus company. And once again, the whole young versus old topic is coming back up. And they're talking about how this generation, once again, does not respect older people and how disrespectful these kids are, which I agree with. But, again, no one has the right to put their hands on anybody. And I don't know if the little girl hit the bus driver first or if the bus driver just went into attack mode because we don't see that in the video. I would love to see the whole video. But what did you guys think about the video?
I think she looked disrespectful. I don't know. I can't say anything. I didn't see the whole thing.
Do y'all think, the bus drivers, is this the revenge of the bus drivers? Like, they're just tired of, society shit? I feel ever since the Uppercut King.
I think it's even before that. Because, again, for some reason, people like to target people who are deemed innocent or they didn't get over on. And some gangs might even use that as initiation. You need to go beat up someone to get in this gang. So, again, it's like people have this idea that they can do something to somebody and nothing's supposed to happen. When, now we're seeing people getting fed up. The companies are not protecting their people. So they got to make a choice. They're like, look, I'm going to get my life threatened or I'm going to beat somebody's ass. And you're just seeing a CTA uprising right now. People are getting tired. They're just getting tired. And
but now, do you think it's worth it, though? Because, this woman, again, once you get a bus driver position, a lot of these people have been in their positions for a lot of years. So, you got to think about your 401K, your pension, all that stuff. So, once again, she's being investigated. From what I heard, she's suspended right now. She's looking at getting fired. So, do you think at the end of the day, is it worth it? Because I still stand by that Uppercut King. I still stand by his movie.
Well, that's what I said. The whole thing, if you look at it, no matter what you do, everyone always talks about you can call the police, you can turn the other cheek. There's so many other people who did that exact same thing, and they are not here with us anymore, where they've been beat the fuck up, or they're hurt, to where they can't even do their job anymore. And you're thinking about if either my survival or me going home to my kids and my family. And usually it's through their ass. And whoever's coming through there and, like, messing with them, especially if you're doing your job and you got someone, you know, impeding in your progress, is like trying to protect yourself and the rest of the people in there, including that crazy bastard who wants to show out. Something's got to give. And you always ask the other person, like, you always have these people say, well, they were, you know, they was both wrong. To a degree, yes, but there's the whole thing about fight or flight. Again, if my life is threatened, you know, and you talk about, you can run your mouth all you want. But once you put your hands on me, that's a whole different situation. But then when you sit on
me. That's what we don't know with this video is, did the bus driver hit the little girl first or did the little girl hit the bus driver first? You know, so that's why it's kind of hard to, you know what I mean, to kind of differentiate what really happened. Now, if the little girl hit the bus driver first, then she deserved to get her little ass whooped. Don't put your hands on nobody. But now if the bus driver hit the little girl first, that was wrong as well.
But, T, here's the problem I have with these situations. What is wrong with the people on the bus who know the situation is escalating and they do nothing until shit gets real? I have a serious problem. And then you have people say,
well, the first thing everybody does is grab their camera phones. We said that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and then you have people say, like, I wouldn't do that. You know, I wouldn't hit nobody. Bullshit. You let someone get in your face, push you and spit in your face and see what you're going to do. I want to see this. Because I already know, once you put your hands on me, especially when you spit on me, you are going to get the domestic violence diamond package. Courtesy.
I don't know why no one stopped.
Not the diamond package.
I don't give two shits. Again, once you put your hands on me or even spit on me or throw feces or whatever, your gender and all that other shit goes out the fucking window.
Right. I'm trying to make you know now when they people.
Monkeys.
What about you right now, Ronan? What if it's all feces and people?
No, the whole thing is it doesn't. Again, it doesn't matter because, again, you got people who disrespect people just because they feel they can't. And you got fools. Again, if you think about it, if you commission one act of disrespect, you commission 1,000 to follow. So it's a lose-lose situation. If you go back on the bus and you turn the other cheek, they're going to keep fucking with you and keep fucking with you and keep fucking with you until, like, you snap or something escalates.
Hey, man, I'm on the channel, I thought these things
Hey, look. People,
well,
again,
what happened to you on last week that they were throwing feces? Let us know so we can say
I'm just saying, for example, like when people throw
No, I know what you're
like
saying,
that,
but it's just funny.
Yeah. Now, if someone threw shit on the bus, oh, that it's going to be something on world star hip hop.
No, you're on the bus throwing shit. I'm getting off. I'm getting off right there and then. You just have to stop in the middle of the street because there's a crazy motherfucker on the bus throwing shit. I'm out.
And there's an even crazier motherfucker that's beating the brakes off that motherfucker through shit.
But you know what? That's what I always said when I be watching, what's that? The little prison show doing hard time. You know, the little prison show that come on TV. MSNBC. I couldn't be no prison guard. They'd be like, yeah, he's in isolation because he spits on guards and throws feces. Shit.
Could
have been
the first
and last day.
It'll be that one time at the right time. All for real? Word, I got you. I'm going to beat your ass every hour on the hour. And take it.
They got me dying in the chair and they're like a monkey.
I mean, you really think about it. Nowadays.
But people are crazy like that for real. People don't care no more.
They don't. I mean, you can see.
You know what? Matter of fact, there's a story. And I don't know if it happened in England or if it happened here. But real talk, I just ran across it because I was watching somebody's video on YouTube. And there was a dude, he got mad, he got fired or something that's like that. And he broke into his workplace. And he basically took a sledgehammer and was breaking everything. And then he drew pictures of dangling all over the walls, the chairs, everything, right? little dangling in the mall. Nothing very, that's what I'm going to say. So he drew pictures all over everything of dingling. And then before he left, he took a big-ass shit on the floor and kept it moving. Everything this happened just a few days ago. You got to Google the story. I'm like, what is wrong with people? I'm telling you, you can't mess with any and everybody. Some people do not have their head on right.
Okay, help me understand something. I've never been that mad where I went to my job, drew dicks on the wall, and then took a shit on whatever and then walked out.
And watch out, people gonna leave your DNA.
You know what? This is some jokes just right there, motherfucking self. That's
right. I'm like, was it that good of a job?
Oh, Lord.
They laughing at me for saying niggling.
No, I mean, again, like, it's not uncommon for someone, like, okay, I know of a situation where a chick got mad because a dude wouldn't take care of their child because he didn't want it anyway, but she had it on him anyway. And she decides she want to go to his car and smear a fresh diaper full of baby shit on the windshield. You know what? I couldn't have been here.
Yeah, at least that's baby shit. Because babies don't do nothing. Their system is still pure. So at least, you know, baby poop, it stinks. But at least, you know, with baby poop, they probably just had a few, you know, bananas, a little cup of prunes. You know what I mean? Just milk. But a dog shit with corn.
Look, now wait a minute. Now, there are some people who, I mean, again, some people who would have... On previous jobs, like, you know, I had a dog at the time. Like, you know what? I can bring something special to work. And I have many ways to get back at them, but nah, I chose not to do it. But still, you got people who don't give a damn. They'll do any and everything. If they can throw shoes at Butch, then nothing.
Why is that there? Why did you take the conversation there? Because you got everybody talking about throwing 3 feet.
I'm dead serious.
Oh my God, I can't breathe. Oh my goodness, tonight was a funny night. Miss Cameron said, some of them babies have poops like old men.
Yeah. You right about that.
Yeah, I got me over here in tears. I'm cracking. Oh my goodness. We never know who we're going to talk about. We just let the conversation roll.
Hey, I had to be extremely pissed off to, like, find a diaper of my dog shit and smeared in someone's face. I had to really be pissed off. Really.
I know he was hot when he got to his car. Long hair.
Oh,
no. Yeah. She probably left the diaper on there and everything. Diaper just stuck on a bunch of shit smeared everywhere.
And not just the shit smeared all over there, but left the diaper hanging on the windshield.
Right, stuck on the windshield. I can imagine.
I'm telling you, you earned a missing person report right there. Hey. Not playing.
People do not care, man, oh, man. There are some crazy people out here. So let's talk about the Elmo situation.
Oh, Lord.
So, la, 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 Elmo, boy. I used to watch that with my oldest. We probably used to go to work when I used to work at Best Buy. So every morning before I had to be at work at 10, we watched Elmo's World. Every morning before I took him to daycare. But, okay. I always assumed the Elmo guy was gay, the voice to Elmo.
Yeah.
He just, you know, he came off as gay to me. I don't know. I assumed he was gay. So that wasn't really a big shocker. But at some point in time, he was married, and he does have a daughter. So, again, this brings up the conversation of the whole DL situation. Because even though he's openly gay now, at some point in time, he was a married man. So it's almost like, what's really going on? But if you guys didn't hear, the guy who is the puppeteer for Elmo was accused of having sex with a minor.
Yeah.
And basically, so it came out, the dude said that, his name is Kevin Clash, that's the voice of Elmo. And his accuser said that he had been having sex with him since he was 16. And having... sex, I think the consensual age in New York is 17, but you can have sex at 16, but the person cannot be older than 21. Well, Mr. Clash is, what, 47 years old?
Yeah.
No, he's 52, excuse me, he's 52 years old. But supposedly the relationship started when the boy was 16. So when the allegations first came out, he ended up taking himself off of the Sesame Street. He denied the allegations, but he took a break. He said he didn't want to be bothered until everything got sorted out. Within 24 hours, all of a sudden, the accuser recanted his story, said that he lied, he made it up. But the media is refusing to show who the accuser was or put his name out there. Now, I don't know if this is truly a case of false allegations. It seems like it was. But then again, it could have been where the accuser was paid off. Because Sesame Street, if you really think about it, they have a huge reputation, and they have a huge reputation to uphold. So they don't want anybody, you know, ruining that reputation with these, you know, because after it hit, look at all the memes that came out talking about, I mean, the memes that came out talking about Elmo being gay and stuff like that. They didn't want that whole sexual abuse thing tainting Elmo. Because now when I look at Elmo, I can't look at him the same. I'm like, he need a dress or something. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, it just makes you think you don't see Elmo anymore. You see Mr. Clash and this whole, you know, sexual scandal, even though it came out to be a false allegation. But what people don't realize is when you falsely accuse somebody, it's hard for them to get their reputation back.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard for them to fight that false allegation because people are going to look at them as being guilty or thinking that whatever was said has some proof to it. So is Danica still on the phone? But what I was going to say is, so do you feel like the dude is lying? Do you think he got paid off? What do you think about the situation?
I think it's attention whoring as a low form.
Right.
The fame. Now, there may be a merit to, you know, some things going on off the air. I mean, again, you know, it's kind of strange as to what extent some people will go to, you know, put some slander on your name. And for someone to say something like that and then within the next 24 hours said, you know, no, that didn't happen. That, again, you've done all the damage you need to do. It's very hard for a person to get their reputation back now that, you know, something in their private life has been brought in the public eye. And you know how unforgiving it is. So I think it's fucked up. I mean, I'm refraining from cracking jokes on the Elmo thing because it's too easy. But
I still love Elmo. I'm like, poor Elmo. He didn't deserve that.
Hey, it's not Elmo's fault, but still, he caught the middle of it.
But you know what's kind of crazy about society? People are, like, seriously hurt. I mean, like, it was almost like people were, like, literally crying and, I can't believe Elmo's gay. Like, they took it so personal. It's like, dude, Elmo's a Muppet. He's a sock puppet on somebody's hand. Like, he's not literally gay. He's just a toy. The man behind Elmo is gay, and that's okay. Like, you know, people are, like, really upset. Like, you know, Elmo's going to take my child, and Elmo's going to turn my child gay. And I'm like, what? Elmo's a three-year-old sock puppet. Like, come on, people. People really went in on poor Elmo.
You know what, T? With all due respect, everything that we talked about and we will talk about in the immediate future, all this ties into one common denominator. You will never be surprised as to how far stupidity will go beyond your wildest dreams. No fucking clue. Just when you think you see some dumbass shit, somebody somewhere is going to raise the bar. Somebody.
Right. Oh, yeah, people was real hurt. But that was like the people who was wanting Bert and Ernie to come out the closet. I mean, had a whole petition on them wanting to, you know, wanting Sesame Street to make them come out the closet. And I love Sesame Street's response. No, they're not coming out the closet. You know why? Because they're inanimate objects. They're not real people with feelings and emotions. What the fuck? They're hand puppets. You know, it's like people are a trip. People are a set of trip. But it was just so funny reading some of the comments on Twitter because people were, like, really mad. Like, this is a conspiracy, and Elmo's going to turn the kids gay. And I'm just like, what? What are people talking about? Like, this is crazy.
I mean, look at and everybody in the chat room or listening to all this, look at how far we've fallen. We're actually discussing the sexuality of puppets. All the work is there. What kind of bullshit is this? No
don't give a fuck about Elmo World. All of them supposedly being gay, they're puppets.
Right. I mean, it's bad enough that that He-Man rumor about He-Man being gay.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Like, He-Man was like my favorite cartoon as a kid. Like, can we just leave certain things to just, you know, childhood memories? I also heard Inspector Gadget was a pedophile. Like, come on, it's a cartoon.
Okay. You know what? If we're gonna keep it 100, if we're gonna keep it 110, okay, let's look back. Pepe Le Pew was a rapist, or then you had.
Yeah, he was.
Bugs Bunny was bisexual. Yeah,
you think so? Oh, because he would always dress in drag.
He was before Tyler Perry. He was doing his thing. So again, we can look all the way down, and there's a bunch of stereotypes of different cartoons. We see the messages in that, but to actually argue over Elmo, you know, his sexuality, and Bert and Ernie, you kind of could tell, you know, things were what they were. Oscar the Grouch could have been a junkie or a hobo. Snuffleupagus was probably on smack. Who knows?
No, Snuffleupagus is very depressed. He needs to be on some type of antidepressant, Zoloft, something. He makes me sad when he talks. Well, Bird. I'm like, shut your ass up. We're a little bit too depressed to be on Sesame Street.
He is coming off that high, and you have Big Bird, who's always happy and shit. That's from LSD. So,
but you know, like I said, I guess Mitt Romney knew something that we didn't know, because he wanted to get rid of all Sesame Street. He said, had he made it to be a president, the first thing that'll get cut off was PBS. No more free stations, period. I'm like, he knew something we didn't know.
Well, okay. Just like Dave Chappelle said, the cow was a pimp. So there's all kind of crazy stuff that was going on Sesame Street. I guess Big Bird had that work, and then Mitt Romney caught him, and then no one appreciated that, and they were going to whoop his ass after the debate. I mean, we can go on and on.
Now, you know how they had, like, the real people on Sesame Street? Like, they had Gordon, what was he? Was he Dolomite? He was a pimp back in the day. Gordon, the black man on Sesame Street.
Yeah, I remember
him. Right. People used to say, like, the people on the Sesame Street were having affairs with the Muppets. I'm like, really?
Oh, everybody knew fucking Daphne were fucking. Everybody knew.
Okay, I thought it was just my group of people who used to say that. I'm like, y'all really think she getting down with the Muppets? Like, they're not real people, but people, like, invest so much time and emotion. It's the television. It's crazy. It really is.
But this is how far society has eroded. There's stuff that's already been obvious. Like, if you're going to tell two people and a dog to go that way, while you and Daphne, go the other way, common sense will kick in. It should. But, it's like art imitating life in the worst possible fucking way.
Mm-hmm. But we're not alone. VH1 Asa just said Fred and Daphne were secretly messing around too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Orgies with Muppets.
Yeah. Rumors
all over the internet. There's nothing sacred in society no more. Dang, we got 90 seconds left. We had such a good show tonight. I had a really good time.
Free comedy.
But yeah, there's no more nothing.
No, nothing is sacred.
Not even the Muppets.
No.
People went in on poor Elmo. They're like, so that's why he likes having a hand up his ass. I'm like, it's the Muppet. Like, people were just, the comments on Twitter were just a trip. But, you know, I'm glad that, you know, if the dude lied, I'm glad it's come out that it's a lie. But, you know, who knows? He might have been paid off. I still like him. I still, you know, hope that Mr. Clash goes back to doing what he does, which is entertaining children. You know, and if you choose to not let your kids watch Sesame Street, then it is what it is. But you're right, Miss Camera Lady. Nothing surprises me anymore. This world is crazy.
I could say something about tickle my prostate, Elmo, but I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to chill out.
I think Sean said that when everybody was going butt wild for Tickle Me Elmo. He was sitting in the chat room. But no, we had a really good show tonight. We got about 20 seconds left. But we had a really good show. Thank you to everybody who came out. you know, kept the conversation going. We will do it again next week at the same time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I will talk to you guys later, and if you guys have any requests, make sure you hit us up at tabletopcrew@gmail.com. Any last words, Ronan?
Anyone talking about secede from everything, really think about it. Just be honest with yourself.
Tom, I think your time is off. Your time is over. We're ending this episode. Bye, you guys.
Later.